Lord this morning. It's kind of early, but it's good to see Brother and Sister Shirley. Amen. Back up, doing good. Can't keep a good man down. Man in death. Praise the Lord. Now, this is just for Brother Morris's sake, okay? I just like to see the hands of those in the last several years that's had your gallbladder removed. Wow. Look here in the congregation. Amen. Lord, have mercy. I knew there had been a lot of folks that's had this. I don't know what in the world going on, but I said it was just for me. Nothing to do with the church. Amen. I was just curious. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you appreciate this right here? Everybody look up here at me. Praise God. How many of you appreciate this? Amen. Somebody said, well, it's been said that it was just another book. Well, I got news to serve them. This is not just another book. This is God's Word. And His Word is right. Amen. And somebody said, well, there's other books. It's not in this. I understand that. Amen. There's other writings that's not in here. But I believe that these 66 books are complete. And I believe that God has given us all things, amen, that pertaineth to life and godliness right here in this book. And I believe this book will, amen, teach you how to be saved. And I believe it'll teach us how to live after we're saved. Praise God. I believe it speaks in things that has happened in the past that is as accurate as a historical account as you can give. I believe the book is so accurate of accounts that have happened thousands of years ago. Do y'all believe that? Amen. And even the scientists, amen, when they're sending men in outer space, amen, I understand this, that they had to go back and kind of figure, amen, at a time when there was the earth, or the sun, should I say, stood still, and amen, and they calculate, amen, that using their calculations, I don't know what's all involves, but men, and they have had to go back and use scriptural, amen, to pinpoint certain things, amen. I'm going to tell you, the book is right. And so not only does it help us with our living for God right here today, not only does it give us a very accurate account of history that has happened, but it also gives us a very clear picture, amen, of the future, of the things that's going to happen. And by the help of grace of God this morning, I want to talk about some things that are to be. I'm not guaranteeing that it is, but it ought to be of interest to you and me. And I hope that you'll agree with me here in just a moment. But I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10, and I want to begin reading with verse 12. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem. And just kind of adding just a little excerpt here. Said, when the Lord hath performed his whole work. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to come a time when God's going to say it's finished. And God's going to say, okay, it's time. He said, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, by my wisdom. For I am prudent, I have removed the bounds of the people and have robbed their treasures. And I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. This is what the king of Assyria saith. And the Lord said, in my hand hath found a nest the riches of the people. And as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. Shall the axe boast itself against him that cheweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if there was no wood. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and it shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. They shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth. In verse 14, look back at 14 with me. As my hand hath found a nest, the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moveth the wing, nor opened a mouth, or peeped. Praise God. Just simply putting title to this morning, I want to talk about the gathering. Everybody say that with me. The gathering. Amen. I want to talk about the gathering. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something. When God, amen, wants to do something, praise God, ain't nobody going to stop him. Amen. Because he's God. Amen. And ain't nobody big enough or bad enough to stop him. And when the Lord says something in his word, amen, heaven and earth will pass away literally, but the word of God is going to abide forever. And everybody said amen. I want to talk to us this morning about the gathering. God bless you. You can be seated. In Jesus' name. Somebody hear this word this morning. The Bible is very accurate. When I read in Matthew 5 and 18, it says not one jot or one tittle is going to pass from the word until all be fulfilled. And those of you that read commentaries and amen and what have you, amen, this particular verse of scripture literally means that jot means the dotting of an I. And the tittle simply means the crossing of the T. Amen. Not just verses, not just chapters, not just particular words, but he said it's going to come right down to the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. God is accurate. His word is accurate. Amen. Now, I'm going to be going to read quite a few scriptures this morning, so just please bear with me. But and I promise you, I mean, if I read all the scriptures that pertain to what I'm going to be talking about here this morning, it would overwhelm us. It literally overwhelmed me. Man, because I said, Lord, I mean, this is too much. Amen. It all comes together, but yet it's so great in magnitude. But the Bible teaches us in numerous places of scripture, amen, that God was going to scatter Israel. Amen. Because of their disobedience, because of their rebelliousness, because of their idolatry, God said, I'm going to scatter them. And if you'll allow me, amen, I just want to read a few of these verses of scripture into our hearing. In Ezekiel 36 and verse 19, amen, it says, and I will scatter them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. Amen. There was a scripture in the book of Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 33. Let me find it here. Verse 33. And I will scatter. He's talking to the Israelites when he talked about how that if they began to worship other gods and began to go away from God, he said, I'll scatter you among the heathen and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities wasted. Amen. God told them what was going to happen. Man, when Abraham walked around that land, the Lord said, every piece of ground, every foot of ground that your feet trod, he said, is your inheritance. I'll give it to you and your seed forever. And I promise you, when he walked around, amen, the circumference of that little area, praise God, God made a promise with Abraham. And I preached here a few weeks ago, when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. But he told Israel, he said, now, man, here's what's going to happen if you forsake me. Here's what's going to happen if you start serving other gods. Amen. And he told them all the things that alien armies, there was going to be enemies that would come in and devour. And they would lay waste your cities. And they would tear down your houses. And they would, and it wouldn't be a pleasant picture. And he told them over and over again. And he said, and if you don't straighten up, if you don't repent, and he told them, he said, I'll scatter you among all the countries of the earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 3, and then said the Lord God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee. And he said, I will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. Praise God. I want to emphasize something. I want to make this plain. And I'm going to take my time here this morning. Praise God. But it was God that scattered them. It was God that dispersed them to the four corners of the earth. Because he told them, this is what's going to happen. Amen. If you don't, amen, obey me and live for me. In the book of Ezekiel, and I'm skipping around quite a bit. I've got all these scriptures marked. But in chapter 22 of Ezekiel, in verse 15, the Lord said, I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and I will consume thy filthiness out of thee. Amen. Now these are just a few of the scriptures, amen, that the Bible talks about. And there's one more that I want to read, and this is in the New Testament, chapter 21 of the book of Luke, and verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. Will everybody agree with me that it was God that scattered them? It was God that scattered them. Amen. But the Lord gave them a promise that as sure as he scattered them, he said, I'm going to gather you. Amen. And Jesus was talking here, so somebody said, well, that was talking about Israel back when they was carried away captive into Babylon, and they was rebellious, and they was in Babylon for 70 years. This was Jesus talking, and he was talking about the future. And he said, amen, that they was going to be led captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. He was speaking about a future thing that was going to happen. We know, amen, history bears it out that Israel was scattered over all the world. Germany, Poland, Czechoslovakia, amen, the United States, amen. The Jewish nation as we know it was scattered all over the world. But again, repeating myself, amen, the Lord said, I'm going to scatter them. He said, I'm going to gather them. Now this is what I'm talking about this morning about the gathering. Praise God. And this is what is amazing. This is what are all of us, amen, set up and pay a little bit more attention, praise God, that we have literally, amen, seen God performing and fulfilling his word in our lifetime. And we have seen it coming to pass just like God said it would. Amen. He said that he would gather his people. And again, man, these are a lot of reading, but praise God, just to make myself clear, in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 12 and verses 13, he says, for as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places wherein they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the earth. In Jeremiah chapter 20 or 31 in verse 10, praise God, the Bible says, and hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd does his flock. In Ezekiel chapter 11, praise God, in verse 17, is everybody listening? Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Praise God. And there's one other verse of scripture. This is found in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 12. Praise God. It says, wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and upon Jerusalem, and will punish the fruit of the heart of the king of Assyria, and the looks of, and the high looks, the glory of his high looks, Praise God. And I've already read that from a text. Amen. But y'all just bear with me. Amen. I'm reading the wrong verse of Scripture. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. And it shall be to the Gentiles. Amen. And to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand upon the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Praise God, from which he left, from Assyria, from Egypt, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the isles of the sea. And it shall set up an ensign, for the nations shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Praise God. And just forgive me, amen, for reading so many verses of Scripture. Amen. Are y'all bored when I read verses of Scripture? Amen. I want to make it plain. I want to make it very clear. Amen. That it was God that scattered them. And it was God that said, I'm going to gather them. Praise God. And so here we are in the year 2013. Praise God. Time is still ticking away. Amen. And we're getting closer and closer and closer. Amen. To the end of all things. You believe that? Say amen. Praise God. But we need to understand, praise God, that the Lord said, I'm going to gather, amen, my people. And so we've seen a phenomenal thing happen, amen, in the early 1940s. I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but there was a thing that was called the League of Nations in the early 1900s. Amen. It kind of took off and then it kind of fizzled out. And then in 1940, they got to putting together another thing called the United Nations. Amen. And they got a group of people. There was over 50-something countries that got together and formed, amen, the United Nations. And in October the 24th, 1945, amen, they formed what we call today as the United Nations. But there was something else that was going on. Not only was all the nations that was getting together, amen, to form a pact and to form a United Nations, amen, Brother Bill, there was something else that was happening, because the Spirit of God started moving, amen, on the Jewish people. And there was people, amen, that was scattered all over the world, amen, but somehow or other they started having this feeling. They started having this something that come over them and said, you know, I feel like I need to go back home. I feel like I need to go back to where my roots are connected. Amen. And something started happening. As a matter of fact, history says that the Russians, amen, they let over 500,000 Jews. They just let them go back home. Amen. Because you see, something happened in 1948, praise God, that was mind-boggling. Praise God. It was the fact that Israel, amen, became a nation against unsurmountable odds. Israel, that little old country over there, about the size of New Jersey, became a country, amen, raised their flag, amen, and became a country, amen, that was against all odds, praise God. But this was not something that just happened chance. This was something that God, amen, was doing, that God was working on, praise God. And I want you to know, in 1917 and 1918, amen, the British, amen, signed what they call the Balfour Declaration and said, we're going to give Israel back to the Jews. We're going to give back. And it took those 30 years from 1918 to 1948 for it to come to fruition. Amen. Brother Leon, I have preached this over and over again, but it's recorded in Jewish history that you wasn't a man until you became 30 years old. Did y'all know that? David became king when he was 30 years old. Jesus was baptized in Jordan River when he was 30 years old. Amen. You couldn't be, amen, part of the priesthood until you was 30 years old. Israel had to wait those 30 years, but during that 30 years, God was moving. I'm telling you, it was not explainable. It was something that was mysterious, if you please. God was pulling at some hearts. God was drawing. God was pulling. Amen. And these Jews started going back to that homeland. And in 1948, praise God, I'm going to tell you, they raised the flag and became a nation. And there was a lot of the Jews, amen, that was happy and celebrating. But there was a lot of those Arab nations that that was bitter and they was angry. Amen. And they said, we're going to destroy them. We're going to push them into the Mediterranean Sea. They're not going to exist. They don't have a right to exist. But I'm going to tell you something. When God said, I'm going to put them back in their land and they're not ever going to be plucked up again. You can read all the newspaper articles that you want to. Amen. But Israel is going nowhere. The Jews are going nowhere because that was a land that God promised and gave to Abraham, and he gave it to him for a perpetual, everlasting covenant. And God scattered them, and God gathered them back. And he put them back in their homeland, and we have literally seen that happen in our generation. Amen. And some of us, amen, some of you are around, amen, I wasn't quite there yet, but I'm going to tell you, it still happened, amen, in our generation. A generation is 70 years. A man's days are 70. Y'all know that. Praise God. And I want you to understand, amen, that Israel became a nation against some staggering odds. But they didn't do it on their own power. There was something that God was doing. And you would think that all of Israel, amen, would be serving God with their whole heart. But the truth of the matter is, amen, many of the Jews, amen, that live there in Israel, even to this day, are almost, and I'm not maybe speaking out there, but they're almost atheistic. They're proud and they're haughty, but they're God's chosen people. And God has worked for them in the past, and he's going to work for them again in the future. And God, being God, amen, he don't need a measuring stick, but I guess for our sake, amen, he has allowed this to be. But I'm going to tell you, he's always used Israel as his measuring stick. Oh, I'm going to preach here in a minute. Glory to God. I'm talking about the gathering. Praise the Lord. And so just as sure as I'm standing in this church house here this morning, God scattered Israel, and the Lord said, I scattered them, now I'm going to gather them. And we have seen that happen right in front of our eyes. Israel is a nation right now. Amen. Because God gathered them back together. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody shouting right now. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, the clock is still ticking. And I want to tell you right now, God's not quite through. Amen. And there are some things, amen, that God is doing right now. Amen. The Spirit of God is working right now. Amen. And you can say whatever you please, but when he said, amen, these verses of Scripture, amen, in Luke chapter 21 and verse 20. Praise God. Luke chapter 21 and verse 20. Listen to this. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with all the armies of the world, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Man, when you see Jerusalem compassed about with all the armies of the world, amen, I'm telling you, know that the end is near. I wished I had forethought. I wished I had, I have articles that I have cut out. I've been watching this. Amen. Maybe some of y'all have too, but I've been paying attention to what's going over in the Middle East. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a powder keg over there with a short fuse. And this thing is about ready to go up in smoke. Amen. Now, I know that Iran is working on nuclear weapons. We all know that. Amen. And they're threatening to use them. And they will. Amen. But North Korea, amen, has popped its ugly head up. And now, amen, now it looks like that thing is about to go up in smoke over there. And it will. But the Lord said something. He said, I'm going to scatter Israel. He said, but I'm going to gather them back together. Praise God. And then he talked about, and oh Lord, have mercy, how many scriptures in the Bible, amen, that talks about this particular subject. He said, not only did I scatter them, and not only did I gather them, he said, but I'm going to gather all nations against you. Amen. Man, I had this marked in Zechariah here, but I've lost my paper clip. In Zechariah 14, in verse 2, the Lord said, he said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. He said, and listen to verse 2, he said, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. The Lord said, I'm going to do this. And I've already talked about in 1945, they got the United Nations, amen, together. In Joel, in the book of Joel, chapter 2, amen, Joel chapter 2 and verse 3, praise God. It says, I will also gather all nations, everybody say all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And the word Jehoshaphat simply means whom Jehovah judges. And he said, I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Praise God. The Lord said over and over and over again, he said, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. Amen. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, in verse 32, this is in the New Testament, praise God, chapter 25, verse 32, he said, and therefore, and said, before him shall be the gathering of all nations, and he shall separate them one for the other as a sheep divideth his sheep from the goats. And praise God, there's coming a time, amen, when God is going to gather all nations, amen, against Jerusalem. Y'all stay with me just for a few minutes. I know some of y'all ain't getting too much out of this right now, but I'm fixing to cut loose here in a minute because I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And I'm just going to take my time till I get there. Praise God. Oh, Brother Bill, God said, I'm going to scatter them. He said, but I'm going to gather my people back. We've seen that happen. Praise God. They're a nation right now. And then he said, I'm going to gather all nations against you. You know what God's doing right now? Amen. You know what the United Nations about? You say, well, it's just a bunch of folks got together. No. I'm going to tell you something. There was something deeper than that. God was in this situation. God was putting it in these men's hearts. How many even know that God sets one up and sets another down? Amen. God, the Bible said the heart of a king is in the Lord's hand. He turns it wherever he wants it to. I'm going to tell you something. When these guys, all these presidents and all these leaders of these countries got together and thought they was going to just make a united nation. No. God was in there. Praise God. They formed what they call the United Nations. Oh, they even putting sanctions out against Iran and against North Korea. And some of these other trying to whip them back in line. Amen. They're trying to police the world. Amen. And we don't think about it ever coming to America, but it might. I'm going to tell you something. It might come one of these days where they bring the United Nation Army, amen, into the United States and set up roadblocks on our streets. Amen. And barricade. And you might drive down the road, Brother Kevin. They stop. Where are you going? Well, I'm just going down the road. No, you're not. Turn around and get back to your house. You ain't got no business down here. I'm going to tell you something. That'll never happen, but I'm afraid that it is. Is being prepared even as I speak. We better get ourselves ready and we better stay ready because I'm going to tell you something. There's more going on right now than meets the natural eye. The Lord said, I'm going to gather all nations against you. And he said, when you see Jerusalem compassed about with all the armies of the world, praise God, and I look over right now, amen, I forget how many Arab nations now, amen, and matter of fact, there's one on each border, north, south, east, and west of Israel, got them surrounded, praise God, and all them Arab nations hate Israel. They think Israel shouldn't even be in an existence. They think that they are to be annihilated and wiped out because they're the scum of the earth. But they're still God's chosen. God still made a covenant with Abraham. And he said, because I made it with my friend Abraham, I'll keep it forever. Praise God. And I want you to know Israel is a nation and they will be a nation. Praise God. But God said, amen, I'm going to gather all nations. God said, I'm going to gather all nations against them. Now here's my take on this. Amen. Before I go to the next level on this, I really believe this is what's going to happen. I believe that here in the very near future, it could be today before we get out of church. Amen. It could be next week or next month. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. When somebody punches the right button, when somebody lights the wrong fuse, amen. I'm going to tell you something. Israel boast and brag about their ace air force. And they do have one of the best air forces in the entire world. And they're cocky about it. And they're not afraid to use it. And they have made the statement, Benjamin Netanyahu, or whatever, how you pronounce his name. He said, we have a right to exist. He said, and we will defend our sovereignty. He said, and when the time comes, he said, we will act accordingly. Amen. I'm telling you, they've got their spies. They've got their people that's keeping an eye on it. And one of those countries, amen, are about ready to launch a nuclear. I promise you what's going to happen. Israel is going to launch an attack. Amen. And they're going to take some of this stuff out. And then up pops the head of the United Nations, and they're going to say, wait a minute, Israel, you can't do that. You can't go there, amen. And you don't know what's going to happen. All the armies of the world are going to be against that little country called Israel. It's going to be like that great speckled bird. She's going to be sitting over there by herself. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. God, amen, has still got his eye on that little country. God is still remembering his promise that he made to Abraham. And God's going to gather all nations against Jerusalem. And whether you have studied this, whether you believe it or not, but I'm telling you, the Bible is accurate. There's going to come a time when there's going to be a battle that's going to be fought over in Israel. That literally, amen, the writer John, in his vision, he said, I saw the blood, and it was up to the bridle of a horse. Amen. In this valley of Jehoshaphat, what we call the valley of Armageddon, man, there's going to be a battle there, and the Bible says all the armies of the world are going to fight there. Are y'all with me? Amen. And the blood is going to be a bloodbath. Amen. Maybe it wasn't up to the horse and bride, but maybe John was seeing a bloodbath because this valley is 200 miles long. And I forget how wide. Amen. And all the armies of the world are going to be fighting there. And I got to reading this morning, and Jesus himself, he said, where the carcass is, he said, there will the eagles be gathered together. Praise God. And I got to reading this, and it just kind of blew me away, the number of scriptures, Brother Bill, that God said, I'm going to command the ravens. I'm going to command all the fowls. I'm going to command them to go there. And why was he going to command them? How many believe God can command the ravens? Amen. That's what he did when he fed Elijah. Elijah sitting out by the brook, and the Bible says he commanded the raven to bring him some food. And those ravens obeyed him. But you know what? When God commands the ravens and the fowls of the air, he said, come, come. He said, come unto the great supper of God. He said, you're going to eat the flesh of kings. You're going to drink the blood of these nations. Praise God. You know what's going to happen? In this battle, it's going to be fought. Amen. There's going to be such a bloodbath. Literally, amen. I can show you in Revelations 9 and 15 that one third of the population of the earth is going to be destroyed. Do you realize that's over 2 billion people? My little finite mind can't comprehend that one third of the mankind is going to be destroyed, but it's in the Bible. It's in the book. Praise God. And it's going to come to pass. There is going to be a battle. And God said, I'm going to gather the fowls. Amen. There's probably 15 scriptures in the Bible, New Testament and Old, that the Lord said, I'm going to gather the fowls of the air, that they'll come and feast, and they'll come eat the flesh of all these men that have been killed in this bloody bloodbath called the Battle of Armageddon. And we sit up here with our legs crossed and our arms folded. Amen. We sit up here with attitude sometimes. Amen. And we kind of get, I don't know, we get caught up in this, that, or whatever. Amen. He didn't sing my song, and amen, and he didn't shake my hand. My God, we need to get some victory, and we need to, because here we are living in the most glorious hour that the church has ever seen. I'm going to tell you, those things that have was prophesied, God said, I'll scatter them. He said, I'll gather them. We've seen him do that. Praise God. He said, I'm going to gather all nations. We've seen him do that. Praise God. And now all this tension and all this pressure that's mounting up in the Middle East, and it's about to go up in smoke, and you got the folks sitting in the church and thinking, I'm going backslide. My God, I'm telling you, we ought to be excited. Amen. About what God is doing. We ought to be excited about what God is doing because his word is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. And he's gathering all these nations against this little country called Jerusalem. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about the gathering. Glory to God. How many believe this is going to come to pass? It's happening in front of our eyes. Israel becomes a nation. Now all these other countries are trying to fight him. 1973, amen, there were several Arab countries that launched their attack on Yom Kippur Day. Amen, it's called the Yom Kippur War. In 1967, there was a 6-day war that was fought. Amen. And I've read, Lord, I wish I'd have brought these articles. Amen. I've got it at home, amen, in magazine, amen, where they was talking about during one of these particular wars that some of the enemy planes just started, amen, just blowing up. They just started exploding. And I forget, there was 400 and something airplanes, the enemy aircraft that was destroyed, and not one of the Israelite airplanes was destroyed. Amen. Could it been that God, amen, had an angel out there, amen, thumping some of them airplanes? And say, amen. I'm going to tell you something. God was, because the time was not yet. Praise God. But it's all getting up there. It's all coming to a head. It's all coming to a peak. And we are to be paying attention to what's going over in that little country called Israel. We are to be praying for the peace of Israel. Hallelujah. Because I believe there's a blessing in that. Is anybody praying for Israel? Amen. If you're not, you ought to start praying for them. But I want to stop by and tell you, amen, that the word of God is going to be fulfilled down to the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. There is going to be a battle fought in the battle of Jehoshaphat or the battle of Armageddon. The blood is going to be a bloodbath. There is going to be, amen, one third of mankind are destroyed, because the Bible says it is, and it's going to take over 7 months for them to burn all the war artillery and to bury the dead. Amen. It records it so plainly, Brother Bill. It's going to be that magnitude of a war and of a battle. We've seen it happen right in front of our eyes. God's doing it. God's doing it. God's doing it. Hallelujah. But I stand in front of you as an apostolic preacher. Amen. I stand in front of you and tell you that the Lord said these things would happen. Praise God. And we know it's going to happen. But the Lord said, hey, He said, you need to pray that you will be counted worthy to escape all of this that shall come upon the face of the earth. I'm not through preaching about the gathering. Praise God, because I'm praying there's another gathering that's about to take place. Somebody know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Listen, when you may think that, amen, sometimes we feel like that we've got a monopoly on God, but God's got a people. Amen. North, south, east, and west. God's got some people in China. Yes, He does. He's got some people in Russia. He's got some people, amen, up in Alaska. He's got some down in Florida. He's got some up in New York. Oh, yes, He does. And thank God He's got some people in Mayflower too. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, there's coming an hour, there's coming a time when God is going to gather together His people, praise, which are called by His name. I'm talking about the church of the living God. A lot of people don't believe this, amen, but a third part of the trees are going to burn with fire. A third of the ocean is going to turn to blood, and the creatures in the sea is all going to die. It's going to be a very difficult time for people that inhabit this world. Let the church say amen. There's coming a time, amen, when all this is literally going to come to pass. Praise God. I want to read these verses of Scripture, amen, if I can find them. Praise God. In Ezekiel, amen, chapter 39. I ain't read Jeremiah 7:33 yet. Well, I know what these are. These scriptures are all, amen, talking about the gathering of the fowls. Praise God. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Praise God. This is found in Revelations 19, 17 and 18, Jeremiah 7:33, Ezekiel 39, 4, and verses 17 and verses 18. Praise God. And there's other scriptures in the Bible. I'm telling you, it talks about God said, I'm going to gather the fowls of the air. In the book of Joel, glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible talks about how that men's eyes are going to consume in their sockets. Their tongues, they shall gnaw their tongues for pain. Their skin is going to burn. Amen. Oh, it's fixing to happen. Every jot, every T, it's going to come to pass. And I want you to know, friend, the effects of nuclear war are devastating. And it's beyond our minds. I'm not a doomsday preacher, but I'm just telling you, it's coming down the road. God's already said it. Oh, God's a loving God. He is. He's long-suffering. He's merciful. He is. Everybody say He is. He is. But you better read your Bible. He looked at the earth and he said, it repents me, I ever made man. I'm going to destroy him. The Lord said, I'm going to destroy him off the face of the earth. And oh, yes, God sent a rain. And God sent a rain and it destroyed every living creature on the earth. Yes, he did. God said, I'm going down to Sodom. I've heard about the wicked. I'm going down there. He went down there, and I'm telling you what, God sent down fire and brimstone. God did destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And I believe those stories are in the Bible to let us know that God is just and he is right in whatever he does. Oh, God wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you something. The time clock is ticking. And we're inching closer and closer to that day. The day of the Lord. And when there's literally going to be fire. The Bible talks about. How many of you know the Bible says that God wouldn't destroy the world by water anymore? He said, he promised it, I'll never do that again. He said, but the next time he does, it's going to be with fire. And I want you to understand, it's fixing to happen. They had one of these nuclear plants in a certain part of China. Some of y'all remember. No, it was Russia. Chernobyl. And it leaked some radioactive material, and they said the effects of it was devastating, just the leak from this radioactive, that there was hundreds, perhaps even thousands of people that came down with cancer. And if some of them was dying mysterious as death, just because of a leak. Man, we were talking to Brother Bill and Sister Pat for service, and we were talking about, so we ain't never heard of so many people coming down with cancer. I'm not accredited to all that, but I'm just telling you something. This radioactivity stuff, this nuclear stuff is dangerous. And when it gets into the air and when it gets into people's water, and I'm going to tell you something, the effects of it are far-reaching. And the heat from one of these nuclear bombs, amen, just to think a bomb the size of a suitcase, amen, could level New York City. I'm talking about level it. Amen. Look it like a burned over field. Amen. And for perhaps 15, 20 miles on outside of New York, a bomb the size of a suitcase. And here we're sitting. Amen. And there's, I forget how many thousands, over 25,000 nuclear warheads. Amen. That's strategically scattered around the world. Amen. And you say, well, it'll never happen, preacher. I'm going to tell you what, it's getting ready to happen. Amen. But in the midst of all of that, there is a church. Praise God. That's looking. Amen. They're not looking for that to happen. They're looking for something else to happen. And that's something else. We've got our eyes on the eastern skies. And we're looking for a coming of a king. And God's going to gather his people out of this old world. And I want to be in that number. I want to be. And so we come to church and we sing and we worship and we have preaching and we have altar calls and we reach for people. Come on and come on and get ready. Prepare to meet God. Amen. We preach to them and tell them, hey, you need to get ready. And folks in this generation are almost like they're immune. Like they have become so calloused and hard, though nothing move them anymore. But church, amen, if I'd have preached this 30 years ago, everybody would have scratched their head and said, we don't know what's going on. You're talking Latin to us. But here we are, all this stuff is happening right in front of our face, and you still can't get people to move. A good friend of mine, many of you know him, he had a grandpa who was 90-something years old. He was bed-stricken, and he was not in good health. They went to pray for him, and they got talking to him about salvation. He got to tell him about repenting, getting baptized, and he looked at his grandson. He said, son, I feel like I've got plenty of time. We went and prayed for a lady in the hospital years ago. Amen. She was so friendly. Amen. Until we got to talking about the plan of salvation. When we got to talking about the Holy Ghost. She literally raised up in the bed. Amen. This woman was dying. Can you believe this? Dying. And she raised up and she said, boys, and said, I'll have you to know I got the Holy Ghost, but it ain't like what you say. And there was venom in what she was saying. And we just had to back off. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost, but it ain't like what you say. If there ever was a generation that's proud and haughty and arrogant, amen. Hey, I'm right. I'm saved. Praise God. Listen, you can't be saved unless you repent and get baptized in Jesus' name and be filled with the Holy Ghost. You might as well say amen. I tell you what, I'm weary with this generation talking about I'm right, I'm saved. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's going to come a time when God's going to say to Gabriel, amen, get the trumpet. Gabriel, step out on that cloud. Gabriel, blow it just as loud as you can blow it. And when Gabriel blows that horn, praise God, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody, amen, that's got a church sign in their front yard, everybody that's got a lapel pin on saying I'm a Christian, ain't going. Everybody that's a church member ain't a going. You better hear me when that trump of God sounds. Amen. There's going to be a gathering, but it's going to be a gathering of people, amen, that have been blood bought. So you can just sit and look at me and roll your eyes if you want to and say, I know I'm saved. Amen. Well, that's between you and your God. All I know is that when that time comes, praise God, you can jump as high as you want to jump, but that's as high as you're going. Praise God, because when that time comes, if you ain't blood bought, if you're not taking on His name, I mean, you're not going in the rapture of the church. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God. You got to be a part of the bride. You got to be blood bought. You got to be called by His name. Glory to God. Some of you young people, you teenagers, young people, amen, whoever consider yourself young, amen, I'm going to tell you something. You're old enough to realize, amen, I got to save myself. Mom and daddy, amen, I got to do it for myself. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, when the rapture takes place, you say, well, God wouldn't leave children here. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be some young people that's going to be left because they wasn't ready. They knew what they needed to do. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you can term it this way, if you can take this home with you, it's going to be hell on earth when all this happens. I've used this scripture before, but if we run with the footmen and they wear us out. This is what one writer said. He said, if you run with the footmen, they wear you. What are you going to do with the horsemen? If you can't live for God right now, oh, there's just too much pressure, and I can't live it. I can't do that. You'll be wishing to God 1,000 times 1,000 you had. Praise God. I want to get out of here. I don't want to. Hey, amen. How many of you know the groundwork's already laid? Somebody said, well, I'll tell you what. When I see that mark of the beast coming, it's already here. Don't I have an article, amen, laying on my desk, amen, about I clipped it out, and it said that right now in England they're making it a law that if you have an animal of any kind, you're going to have to put a chip in it to identify it, the owner, that it's had all its shots. They're already doing it, amen. A lot of the people that's incarcerated in prison, they're putting, instead of putting bracelets on them, they're putting chips in them. A lot of the babies that are being born, they're even giving them that option to put chips in them. I'm going to tell you, it's already here. It's already happening. They're already putting them in the cars. Amen. Most of you don't know it, but you've got a chip in your car, and they can track you everywhere you go. It just blows me away. I'm just an old dumb country boy. Amen. That's got, you know, mud between his toes. Amen. Brother Leon, I'm just an old dumb boy. But, you know, it blows me away when I look at one of them GPS on my phone. Amen. That's a little blue lights are bleeping, you know, and I'm watching it, and it's going. And every time I make a turn, that little light's out there bleeping, you know. I'm thinking there's a satellite up there 200 miles in the air that's tracking every move that I make. I told you, I'm just no dumb country boy, but I'm just. But I'm going to tell you, it's coming to the place right now where they're going to know everything about you. This is something that we all need to be interested in. This is something we all need to say, hey, wait a minute. God, it all came to pass. It all happened. And now this right here is just in the making. And God's getting all the pieces and ready. And praise God. God's just getting it ready. And I'm telling you, we're just almost there. Hallelujah. We are to lift up our heads. Praise God. You are to get excited. You are to be excited. The songs that we sing are to take on a different meaning. Hallelujah. Everybody will be happy up there. This world is not my home. We're just passing through. Praise God. I'm going to take a trip in the old gospel ship. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. I'm going to tell you, if ever was a time we need to be excited about it. We need to be excited about it now, because the Word of God is going to be fulfilled, and it is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. And we need to stop all our murmuring and our complaining and our fussing. We need to stop dragging our feet. We need to stop, amen, all this, amen, looking over our shoulders. We need to look up. We need to get excited. We need to say, hey, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. These verses of Scripture is not new to any of us, but let me just read them to us. Amen. In Thessalonians, the Bible says, hallelujah, he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Everybody say together. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be. Praise God. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. The trump of God is going to sound. Hallelujah. And I don't care, amen, if the old spirit of unbelief has done snuck up behind you and whispered in your ear and say, well, the Lord delayeth his coming. He's not coming in your lifetime, church. Don't be deceived by that lying spirit. Amen. Because the hour is upon us. Amen. Jerusalem is compassed about with all the armies of the world. Amen. This thing is about ready to go up in a puff of smoke. But I promise you this, I stand before you. Amen. I'm telling you right now, church, before all, amen, of this stuff about the mark of the beast, and before all the water turning to blood and the trees burning with fire, God's going to get his people out of here. You know why I can say that? Because God hath not appointed unto us to wrath, but unto salvation. And I'm going to tell you, church, we ought to be praying that we would be counted worthy to escape all this that shall come upon the earth. Glory to God. Not everybody's going up in the rapture. Praise God. But we need to examine ourselves now. We need to search our hearts now. God, I want to make it right now. I'm not trying to scare nobody, because the day of scaring people is over. Because people don't get scared anymore. But the fact remains, all that I've said this morning is going to come to pass. The Lord is coming back. And he's coming back for a glorious bride without spot nor wrinkle. He's coming back for a people that have made themselves ready. Living for God is not just a pastime. Living for God is not just, amen, something to do when I don't have anything else better to do. Living for God ought to be the heartbeat of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. I want to live for God. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do something for God while I have a chance. I want to just stay in the boat. This is no time to get out, Sister Carolyn. You've come too far. Amen. Are you looking for him to come? I want to preach to you and tell you the Lord's going to gather, because he said he would. I'm about through. But when Noah was building that ark, amen, there was people that was in Noah's day that came by and looked at the ark. What are you doing going to church? We're going down to the lake. Lord said he's coming back. There's a few more things that we got to do here, amen, until this thing. And I promise you, when God was watching what was going on, and when Noah got that last board in place, and when Noah got that last bit of tar, pitch, whatever you want to call it, put it on the inside, put it on the outside, got everything, looked like we got this thing finished. God said, okay, Noah, get in the boat. And all of a sudden, there was a bunch of those animals out there. They stopped what they was doing. And there was something that started pulling at them. Here they come. Those animals just started coming. You say, well, Noah and them went out and gathered them. No, they didn't. Amen. And I want you to know, friend, those animals walked up into that boat. And when Noah and his family got in that boat, amen, the Bible says that God shut the door. Glory. And in that ark of safety, hallelujah, they waited 7 days. 7 days. And then all of a sudden, here come a storm. Never seen by the likes of man. The water started falling. Amen. The fountains opened up from the deep. Man, and water started filling all the cracks and crevices, and all the mountains even started disappearing. All the high trees started going underwater, and every living thing on the face of the earth was gone. But in the midst of all of that, there was an ark, amen, that was still floating. Praise God. And yet there are scoffers in our day and time. Man, you've encountered a few of them, amen, that feels like that, you know, I got lots of time. Yeah, don't worry about me. Man, I've seen bumper stickers and plates on like that. Said something about heaven don't want me and hell won't let me in because they know I'll take over or something, you know, something like that. You know, they can make fun of all of it they want. I don't know about you, church, but I wanna be ready when Jesus comes. I wanna be ready when Jesus comes. And this may not have helped you in any way, but I'm telling you, it helped me. Amen. Because when I got to looking at all this, I seen God when He scattered, and I seen God when He gathered them back, put them back in their homeland, never to be plucked up again. Amen. And then when I see all the armies of the world being gathered, and God's gathered, God's pulling on them, and it was God. And then for Him to speak and say, "Okay, I want all the fowls and the beasts to come. I want y'all to come to this particular valley. Y'all get ready because there's going to be a feast of king's flesh." There's going to be gallons of blood. It's going to happen in the valley of Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't somebody just lift your hands to the Lord and say, "Oh, God. Oh, God, I want to be ready." Can you just say, "Lord, I must be ready. God, I must be saved. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus." Come on, lift up your voice right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's somebody here this morning, praise God, that needs to just throw up the flag and say, "Hey, I want to get right. I want to be right. I want to stay right. I don't want to just, amen, be on the outskirts of looking in. I don't want to be one of the scoffers and say, 'Where is this coming?' But I want to be one of those that says, 'I believe God. I believe His Word. And it's going to come to pass.'" Shall we stand together? Everybody in the building. What a day that will be. Oh, when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon His face. My Lord.
The one
who saved me by His grace. He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be. Everybody sing it together. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace,
and He takes me by the hand
and leads me through the promised land.
What a
beautiful day, what a
glorious day.
Hallelujah.
That
will be one more time. Help her sing it, everybody.
Oh, what a day.